Do you struggle building momentum in your engagement on social media? I get you. Often, if we don't know the exact value behind our doing, it is so hard to stay consistent and follow up on it, especially when you find so many divided opinions on social media. And I get it, you don't want to spend all day, every day on that app. I hear you, and I can guarantee you, you do not have to if done right. This episode is for you if you want to learn how to engage with your audience with ease. Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you're making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you. I have something so cool for you. I want to give you access to my free training, How to Attract the Right Client into Your Business in 2024 without depending on the algorithm only. If you are an expert in your field, you know that growing your business means attracting the right client who seeks what you have to offer. Unfortunately, most struggling entrepreneurs are focusing on crafting their offer first, but without knowing how to attract the right client, you will create content for months without getting paid. Ready to take control of the outcome and save valuable time? The link is in the show notes. Welcome back, friends. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek. And if you only know me a little bit, you know, I want things to be easy. I want things to be efficient. And wherever I can save time, wherever I can have a little bit more fun with the work I do, I will do everything to bring my work to a level where it just comes with ease. And so should you. I don't want anybody be sitting in a corner suffering because running a business on its own is difficult enough. But the things where we can support ourselves, support you in the day to make things easier, we're gonna double down on that. Today, it's so close to my heart to speak on the topic of engagement. Engagement on social media. People are wondering, when posting on social media, why they are not growing, why are their accounts not growing, why is nobody showing interest in potentially following them? When they launch their offer, so many people are wondering, why is that offer not selling? It seems like nobody wants it. The reach is not big enough. If when you see accounts, I have a reach of 10,000 people, 100,000, a million, and you'd be like, well, I'm on 900, what's wrong here? And you're wondering why you have zero engagement on your post, then there is a chance that you don't have all of that because you don't have an engaged audience. And in order to have an engaged audience, we need to engage with the people. Social media carries the word social. And being social, meaning it is not a one-way street where you be like, come on, people, look at me. I just made a post. Please give me the likes, give me the comments, share it. That won't happen. If you want to have an engaged audience, you need to engage with your audience, with your people. And especially when you are starting your business and you're starting a brand new social media account, engagement is key. It's going to be 50% posts and 50% engagement. Now, you can guess which one is being the most neglected. It is engagement. And so often, we tend to avoid or neglect the things that seem to be too obvious, too easy. Because down the line, the most easiest things are often the things that matter the most, but where we also feel the biggest resistance towards too. Let me break this down for you. I see people creating amazing posts on social media. I just recorded an episode, it's episode 5, on how to start creating content, why quantity matters more than quality in the beginning. Before you get good, you need to do a lot of it. And I appreciate people are doing this, but often get also caught up in things that do not matter at all or not that much. Maybe you're guilty of this too. Have you spent hours on Canva creating visuals, playing with colors, fonts, big, bold, or maybe another one, and maybe we go for the pink palette and combine it with the green palette, or maybe I like the blue more. What do you think, blue? And then we go into Googling the color psychology and we get all confused because we want to bring across the message with our appearance in colors and fonts. I don't want to say this doesn't matter. Everything matters in marketing, but it's just the time invest we make into this, not having proof, it will get us where we want to be, because it won't. Because if you don't have an engaged audience, you know exactly what's going to happen. And these are the things that I just mentioned before. No growth, no sales, no reach, and also no engagement. And color won't sell unless you have the right messaging and an offer that people love. And in order to figure out what people love, you need to be in touch with them. You need to make your research. You can search that online, but the best confirmation you will ever get, if you are in direct exchange with your audience, if you speak to the people who are supposed to be the buyers, let them tell you what they want. Let them tell you how they phrase their problems. Let them tell you which words they use to describe their biggest problems. Because only if you know that, you will sell your product to them. And it starts everything with visibility, so people can find you. Because again, if nobody finds you, they don't know you exist, and they will definitely choose someone they can find. So, does it make sense to you now why engagement is necessary? It's not something just to drop comments below someone's post and to see the reach number growing. There is such a deeper, much more meaningful, strategic approach behind this that it would be insane if you think you can avoid it and still hope to have the outcome you desire. Let me break this down for you and let's make engagement fun. Let's make it easy. Let's make it effective. And I'm going to tell you something. If you're afraid that you have to spend all day on Instagram, you don't. But we need to figure out the right approach, because often it's not even what we do, but it's how we do it. And this is what's holding the most people back. The digital world is a blessing and a curse at the same time, and you might be just stuck right in between. All right, let's say if we say 50% post, 50% engagement, you are already nailing your consistency and you have built momentum in posting regularly on social media. Let's level up and let's add engagement to it. And we are going to start with 30 minutes a day and we are going to break that down in 10-minute segments. Doesn't sound too wild, does it? Yet people are not doing it. It sounds too simple, and people, or my people that I speak to most of the time, they get caught up and waste those crucial 10 minutes. We are going to dedicate 10 minutes to engage with people from our industry, or even with their audience from our industry. So we are saying basically to the Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook world, hello, I'm here. If you find my name and you think I am cool, follow me. We engage 10 minutes with our already potential buyers. If you have an audience and you know there are people already in your audience that might buy, maybe they've downloaded already your freebies, so you know that there is a chance people like what you have to offer, engage with them. You just stay on top of people's mind. Like, and when they want, currently the algorithm works like this, when you hop on their account and you leave a wonderful comment behind, a meaningful comment, they will most likely go back and look at your account. Once they look at your account, social media will show them your account more often. Isn't that great? And then we are going to engage 10 minutes with our community in general. That can be anybody who is in your audience, can be your friends potentially, can be collaborators, networking partners. And that's it. 3 times, 10 minutes. And make them count. And now I'm going to tell you how to make them count, because the biggest issue is that we are doing everything quickly. You're right, 10 minutes are over very quickly. And that's why I'm saying make them count. And if you now do this quickly in the underground while you're running home from work, shortly before doing groceries, in a traffic jam, you might feel like it's actually stressing the fuck out of you. Forgive me my language. It might feel uncomfortable. It might feel like you go on that phone and you scroll and you do and nothing really happens, and you have the feeling you spend your 10 minutes on there and nothing happened, and you go out with a feeling of I haven't done enough. And then you need more, and then you do more of what you already did that was not effective. And you are already in the downward spiral of I didn't do well enough, I didn't do good enough. And we end up being stressed somewhat internally. We end up having a feeling that feels like overwhelm, because things just went too fast, because you wanted to do it quickly. Let's try to avoid quickly. 10 minutes are a short time, but nothing, just because you do it for 10 minutes, you need to do quickly. Let it sink in. You don't have to do it quickly. And the traffic jam is not the place to do engagement. The traffic jam is not the best place to spend on social media. I'm gonna talk you now through the process I am using, where I use my 10 minutes in the most effective way and feel cool after I put down my phone. All right, so it goes like this. Before I even take my phone in my hand and consider doing work on social media, and this doesn't matter if I'm replying to my DMs, if I'm perhaps making and scheduling a post, or I'm planning on doing engagement, I'm never taking my phone in my hand without a clear intention. The moment I open the app, I am going to do X, Y, Z. Why is that important? Because otherwise, and you know it, it just might not be so clear to you right now. The moment you open up that app, you start scrolling stories. And then we go down the rabbit hole. Because maybe someone posted something nice on a story and we tap on the link, and from that link we go somewhere else, and then you find yourself elsewhere but not engaging with the audience. Same thing goes if you just randomly open your phone because you feel like distracting yourself. You feel like procrastinating and you'll be like, okay, I'm just gonna scroll on my phone. And then all the good posts come by where you actually would love to engage with, but you do not take the time because actually you don't have the time and you are not here with the right intention. You just miss those posts and nobody goes and scrolls back to that anymore. So the moment And before you open your phone, you sit down and you have this minute with you to set an intention. And after you have set your intention, go and set your timer. I'm not kidding you. This is such an obvious thing to do because, and it seems so easy and it seems so, oh my God, stop overdoing it, Ivana. But you know what? 10 minutes are short and you don't want to be busy looking at the right corner of your phone, looking how many minutes you have left, but you want to be focused on the thing you do, which is researching posts that you want and have to engage with. And you know what else this does? Just, you can just be in peace. You don't have to think about time. And often we get stressed and overwhelmed when we think too much about time, when we try to control the time. And by setting the 10-minute timer, you are letting go of what is happening anyways, no matter if you want it or not. Try it. So set your intention, and this can go like this. I sit down, I take a breath. Before I even take my phone, I'll be like, okay, I'm going to place 10 comments and engage right now with my potential buyers that I have identified in the past. Then I take my phone and I do exactly that. And once the time is over and I am in a flow and I have the time, I might just continue. And if I'm not in a flow, I stop because my 10 minutes are over and there is no reason to feel guilty because I've done it. And that's good because this was my intention. And you can do this 3 times a day. If you want to go, you know, super high and level up and you want to do this 3 times for half an hour, do it. Okay? 10 minutes is the bare minimum to start with. And as with everything, take it slow, start with 10 minutes and increase as you go. As you get better, as you find your way on how to do it, etc., etc. So there's nothing that we do quickly, okay? Quickly here, quickly there just makes a mess internally. It puts you in the state of overwhelm and stress, and then nothing is fun anymore. And here's the thing. Sometimes you go on social media with a good intention, and there are just no posts popping up that you feel like I could right now place a genuine, meaningful comment underneath this post. Then don't do it. Scroll past it and find the next one. It might just be that you will be scrolling for 10 minutes and you just find one thing, one post that you want to engage with, or you just find one account instead of initially set new 5 accounts you want to engage with in your industry. That's okay. This is nothing we can blame ourselves. This is something out of our control. What just appears on the feeds. The easy thing is if you have filtered your potential buyers already where you have conversations in the DMs with, it's easier because you can mark them. You can flag those chats and then you just go through your flagged chats or sort them by general. Just put them in different folders on your social media. That's an easy one. But looking for new accounts, trying to go down the rabbit hole and, you know, sometimes just appears so difficult and it seems like not working. Keep cool. Keep scrolling because your timer is running and you do this work for 10 minutes. If you don't find anything, well, then today you didn't find anything. Tomorrow is a new day. And often then people start to get, you know, scrolling quicker, scrolling more, losing the patience, having to do, you know, something. And it is a normal response because social media is quick. It works with high psychology. People who sell are working with great marketing and it's fast. And if you want to feel good about your work on social media, you need to slow down. You don't allow to get involved into this speed you cannot cope with. You are working on not getting absorbed in quick reels swiping left and right. You're gonna put all your intention and all your energy to the people you want to work with, and you do this in a speed that you can handle, that your brain can handle, your eyes can handle, right? Often when you end up in this reel scroll, like I feel it, like my entire body just gets stressed out. That's why I'm preventing myself from doing this. And when you work on social media, this is something you need to learn as soon as possible, because this is also overwhelm and stress on social media is something that people refer to as the main reason why they get off these apps, why they quit, why they decided online business is not for them. Because being online on its own is hard work, and it will require more of your mindset than the actual work doing, because it's all about how you keep yourself sane and you don't become the consumer. But you become actually a producer and a brand, and not someone who just goes and scrolls and gets caught up in what actually social media wants us to get caught up. Does this make sense? It is work, and it's your own choice how you approach it. So if we now can cancel out the word quickly, even if you engage only 10 minutes, it doesn't have to be quickly. Sit down, set the timer, set your intention, chill, scroll slow, type slow. If things are not working, they are not working. Let go of the control of having to track the time. Do your work. Be the producer and not the consumer. This way, you will develop a habit on working on social media and not falling into this victim role of overwhelm and being like, social media is so bad. Social media is so dangerous. It's so not good for our brain, our bodies, our souls, our sanity. Yeah, I know. If you spend the whole day without intention on social media, it just might be that. But if you do not open social media unless you work on social media, you are the winner. And it's not too bad. Because if you see all the benefits of social media, it's actually insane. If you have a small account, you post a reel and you have 100 people seeing it, where else do you get that? You know what it takes to go on the street and ask 100 people if they like what you have to say? So it's actually a blessing, but if not used accordingly to our needs, and if we don't take care of ourselves and let ourselves absorb in this quickly hush-hush culture, it becomes a curse, and the choice is yours. So go ahead and try this and keep it up, build the momentum. Practice. No one's ever perfect. We all need to learn to create new habits. And what I love to say is, starting an online business is starting your biggest self-development journey you will ever be on. And I think it's wonderful. I think it's amazing, because you come out on the other side as a person with so much more resilience, with so much more intention, with so much more internal strength that you probably haven't been expecting. And it's just an incredibly nice side effect. It's like, you know, you go to the gym for your health, but then you get muscles and you look great. It's exactly that. And I know it's within you. You are here for a reason, and you can learn this. You can become the person who handles their time efficiently and make use of every second we have available and not waste it. I believe in you 1000%. tired of programs that leave you feeling the same? Rewire is Breathing Space's 12-week journey to unlock your true potential through breathwork. Wouldn't it be incredible to experience transformation that awakens your most authentic self and supports you on your business journey? Imagine being supported by your breath and deeply connected to your purpose. Daily breathwork practices and deep release sessions, this is the thing that changes everything. Ready to step into your power? Find the link to join Rewire in the show notes and get the 33% off as thank you for being a valued member of this fabulous community.